The Wasatch Fault Zone is visible as the steep mountain front that runs along the I-15 corridor and extends into Idaho. It marks the western edge of what geologists term basin and range faulting, where the Earth's crust is slowly thinning at a rate of a few millimeters per year as the North American and Pacific tectonic plates move apart, according to Dr. Suzanne Janicki, professor of geosciences at Utah State University. Valleys, such as Cache Valley, are the basins bounded by the mountain ranges, marking faults at the Earth's surface.
Well, Cache Valley overall has a significantly lower rate of extension and therefore fewer big earthquakes than the Wasatch Front. But we've had earthquakes as large as the Magna earthquake in Cache Valley, so that kind of an earthquake could definitely occur any time in the future in Cache Valley, or even a bigger earthquake as well. They just occur much less frequently in Cache Valley than they do along the Wasatch Front.
Janicki says very large earthquakes of 6.7 to 7.3 magnitude occurred on both the East Cache and West Cache faults between 5,000 and 4,000 years ago. She also says some residents may recall a magnitude 5.7 earthquake in Richmond in 1962, similar to the Magna event, with extensive destruction to buildings, especially those of unreinforced masonry or brick construction. The many aftershocks people feel in the days after the main earthquake can be unnerving and create more anxiety, and should be expected to happen in Cache Valley too, says Janicki. She says it is even possible for random delayed aftershocks to occur several weeks later.
If somebody has a home that barely survived the main shock, you might need to find other accommodations because an aftershock might just be enough ground shaking to really damage or destroy structures.
Being prepared for earthquakes can help people lessen anxiety levels and increase personal safety in an event. Janicki says there are many resources available to help residents, including a website she created. For more information, visit upr.org. For Utah Public Radio News, I'm Harriet Cornacione.